Episode 2027, Stretch Yourself.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy day. What are you up to? You know what? I've got lots of stories to tell you because I am back on the road again. And do you know how difficult it is to stay focused and grounded in healthy living when you're on the road? Oh, I bet you do. That's why it's Wellness Wednesday. Stretch yourself. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, staying hunched over while enjoying digital technology, social media, and even everyday activities can put a strain on your mind, body, and spirit. Get in the game of life. Stretch yourself. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, we are super good at stretching ourselves way too thin, and not in the way of weight. Wink, wink. Yeah, no. Schedules and routines can become the death of our everyday. I want you to think about that statement right there, because when I wrote it, I paused. I was like, truly, schedules and routines can become the death of our everyday, yet they can also become our life. Living a quality, healthy lifestyle makes for great conversation, but where is it showing up in your everyday reality? Stop the madness. Slow down for what matters. Why is it that we are just filling our life with projects, with activities? When we look at it, is what you're doing really helping you in where you're supposed to be going? Now, if you can answer yes to that, then awesome. Applaud yourself. Celebrate today. Have a cup of ice cream. I don't know. I know you're thinking Wellness Wednesday and you're telling me to have a cup of ice cream. Any way you want to celebrate, celebrate it. Because unfortunately, a lot of us are drowning in our everyday activities when it comes to our health and wellness. We put well-being on the back burner, especially us moms. And that is so unfair, but it is so true. And so as I was really thinking about what I wanted to chat with you about was when I was painting. Yes, I'm back to painting again. I think I just need to open up a side business, like literally a side hustle, and just make it my painting business. And you know what? I bet you I could give lots of painting hacks with everything that I've learned. I mean, I'm pretty good, but I've learned a few things. Let me just say plywood works really good on beds when painting. I know you're scratching your head, aren't you? Well, that's for another episode. You'll just have to stay tuned. But when I'm painting, I realize that even though I'm using my muscles and I'm reaching for corners and, you know, I'm in different positions and I'm using great muscles, the problem is that I'm still kind of in this little cocoon and I'm rounded more. My shoulders are coming in because I'm reaching right in front of me. And when you've been painting all day, I'm talking like 6 to 7, 8 hours of painting a day. Number one, that's a lot of painting. But number two, your muscles begin to get fatigued. And so after we were done sitting down for dinner, and I was just working on a few other things, and I just paused for a moment. I was like, oh my gosh, I am so tight. I don't know what's going on with this body. It's not like I have been doing major heavy lifting. I haven't been. I mean, a 4x8 piece of plywood is not that heavy, and I didn't carry it by myself. And on top of that, the paint, well, you know, the paintbrush is only, I don't know, a few ounces. It's not that heavy. It's not even a pound. So how can I feel so tight? Well, I sat down on the exercise ball, the Swiss ball, and I positioned myself where the ball was supporting my back and my head and my neck. And I just sat there and I really made sure my core was strong. And I felt that when I just began to let my arms kind of go down in a normal position, They were screaming, I can't do it. I'm too tight. And I'm thinking, stretch yourself, girl. You have been just kind of gripping everything like a barrel as you're painting, and your shoulders are rounded, which made all my muscles just tense up and ache in a weird way. When we are trying to live our lives healthy, we do really well at some of the bigger things, but we forget the smaller things. You got to stretch yourself. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Physically and mentally stretch yourself. Limiting your schedule and busyness might actually add days to your life. Would you be willing to add days to your life and do what you need to do in order to have that result? Of course you would. How would you feel to live longer and stronger? Sign me up. So what does that look like to really stretch yourself in many different areas of your well-being? Well, number one, you got to find a way forward. Do what you keep giving up on. Losing weight. How many times have you said, I'm going to do it? Oh, wait, let's see. Today's Wednesday because it's Wellness Wednesday. I'm going to wait till Monday to start. Why wait till Monday? What is so amazing about starting on Monday? There's nothing. Oh, wait, but it gives you 4 more days of I can do whatever I want. Why not just say, I want to lose weight. I want to start eating healthier. Then great, pick one meal and start there. Say, every dinner, I'm going to make sure I'm eating a half a plate of greens, a palm of a protein. So 4 to 6 ounces, depending upon your size and stature. Men, you need a little bit more protein. Women, not so much. But if you are doing major either exercise or physical activity, then you do want to increase your protein. And then you can have like a great starch, depending upon your body. I would stay away from your grains at night. But have just a healthy dinner. Start there. And guess what? You can start today. You don't have to wait till Monday. And then as you progress, you're like, oh, wow, this is easy. I got this dinner thing down pat. I'm enjoying a healthy salad. I'm enjoying a good amount of protein, but I don't have to eat a 10-ounce steak to feel like I'm satisfied. I can enjoy my food more. And then maybe you begin to look and say, well, okay, I really need to look at my exercise or my daily walking. Find a way forward. Don't give yourself the excuse of saying, it didn't work before, so I'm not going to let it work this time. I know I've been there, done that. I've done the Monday excuses. I failed 5 times. Why would I try again? Because what if you did try again and you succeeded? Then how would you celebrate? Find a way forward. Stretch yourself. Number two, leave the comfort zone. If you want different results, you have to be willing to look at different ways to make a change. When you're looking for transformation in your health and well-being, you have to go through transition. And that transition is sitting and being comfortable with the changes as you go along the way. And at the end of all of that, you're adding up all of your little baby steps. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, which leads you to what? Transformation. But unfortunately, all of us are just looking for the transformation point. It doesn't happen. You don't get that crown on your head that says you've made it, you've arrived, until you've taken every step to get to your miles of greatness. Leave the comfort zone. Don't stay where you know, because where has that gotten you so far? Maybe not as far as you want to go. So something has got to change in order for you to change. Stretch yourself. Find a way forward. Leave the comfort zone. And finally, number three, stand out in your own reflection. Comparison only holds you back. We do it so well. We look at our peers. We look at our own family. We look at our neighbors. We look at our best friend. We even look at people online. Come on, let's be real about this. And we question ourselves. And I know I do it. I could be watching any show. And either my daughter may make a comment, my son may, I may, my husband may, whatever. And it has to do with somebody else. And I'm thinking, why am I jumping down that road? Why am I headed there? I don't need to even discuss that or think about that. Now, if it's a healthy conversation, for example, if my daughter says, well, you know what, Mom, do you think she's too thin? Okay, that's a great question. Why? Because that allows us to have a healthy conversation about taking care of your body, self-care. And what does that look like? Is it a number on the scale or a number on the hanger? Or is it you taking care of your body? What you eat, how you fuel it, how you have, you know, intentional movement, that exercise. Stand out in your own reflection. Do what you need in order to get the results you're looking for. And then celebrate your little and micro successes. And when you fail, no big deal. Pick up where you left off. It's only the end of the world when you quit. I want you to hear that again. It's only the end of the world when you quit. You need to be proudest of the person you see in the mirror. And most of us are not. And I don't know if that's hitting a chord with you today and making you a little uncomfortable, but I know because I've been there. I've walked up those stairs into my master bathroom and looked at myself in the mirror with tears streaming down, going, I've fallen out of love with me. I don't like who I see. So what do I need to do to take care of me? What do you need to do to stand out in your own reflection? The only person that you are up against is yourself. Seriously. And that realization might come with age because for some reason our kids get it wrong. Our kids are so competitive. I know when I was a child, I was competitive. And I wanted to be number one. Was I always number one? No. I fell short many thousands of times. But it wasn't a failure. It was just lessons learned. And as I've gotten older, it's understanding the realization that it's not about being first compared to everybody else. It's about being first in your own eyes. Stand out in your own reflection. No matter where you are in your healthy living, always make time to stretch yourself, mind, body, and spirit. What are you committing to today? One thing that will lead you to miles of greatness. It's one little step. Maybe it's more water. Maybe it's more greens. Maybe it's just taking your phone and listening to a podcast episode and walking out halfway through and then walking back. And I know that seems strange, but if you're listening to an episode that's 15 minutes long, if you take that in half, let's do easy math here, that's 7.5 minutes, 7.5 minutes walking away from your house, and then turn around 7.5 minutes walking back. You may move more in that 15 minutes than you will in your entire day. And unfortunately, that's truth for a lot of us. We think we're moving more than we are. And we're not. We are more sedentary creatures now than we've ever been. Get your health on. Become stronger so you can live longer. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.